The 9/11 conspiracy theories just won't go away. In fact, this week's Time magazine spends a good deal of ink talking about the latest theories. Professor Morgan Reynolds says he has proven the government's explanation of the terror attacks is a lie. He teaches economics at Texas A&M University and is a member of the group called Scholars for the Truth. Professor Reynolds says 9/11 was an inside job, and he joins us here from New York. Well, Professor, I got to tell you, I covered 9/11, at least here in Washington, D.C. I think I have a pretty good understanding of what happened on that day. What do you know that I don't know and that the rest of America apparently doesn't know?
The government has never even tried to prove it's a OBL story. It's a fiction. The 9/11 Commission never tried to prove it. You cannot prove a lie. There's your problem. There's so many things wrong with the 9/11 fiction, the myth, the official government conspiracy.
Well, you say, for example, that there were no planes that hit the World Trade Center. Is that your contention?
No, what I say is that there were no big Boeing crashes at every all four events. There's no significant wreckage, for example.
Well, did you see the videotape that the rest of us saw?
Sure, and I encourage everybody to do a frame-by-frame penetration of the South Tower, and what you will see is a fake, a cartoon display. Because an aluminum plane cannot go through a building like the South Tower was, as if it were thin air.
So you're saying, right through. You're suggesting that there's some kind of cartoon animation there. You're suggesting that the news media was a part of this.
Yes,
those pictures came from the news media.
Yes. Well, there was only one so-called real-time film, and we don't really understand how they did that. There are video experts in the disbeliever movement, but most of those were subsequent tapes, and they are contrived.
And
you believe
that the missing planes were shot down by missiles?
No. Well, of course, we don't understand everything about the crime. The two American airliner flights, for example, though, were not even in the Bureau of Transportation Statistics database.
Where do you think they are now, if they didn't end up in the
Trade
Center?
Well, no, we don't have that kind of knowledge. What we can do, however, is point to WTC Building 7, which was clearly a controlled demolition. And then the Twin Towers were clearly another inside job in that they were blown to kingdom come.
What do you say to people who say, look, you know, this just is too far-fetched. This is just too bizarre for me to even to buy into.
Well, the Scripps Howard poll just showed that 36% of the American public, and the real percentage is probably higher, believes that the elements of the United States government were complicit in the crimes of 9/11.
All right.
So we're gaining week by week. It's out of control.
Morgan Reynolds, thank you very much for joining us here on
You're welcome.
Live. America's security took a big hit on 9/11, but so did its economy.